And Rav Nosson Zal here took us on a tour through the Avodah of a Yid in the morning and showed exactly how the Chachamim designed for us a Seder HaBoker and a Tefillah Shacharis that pushes every one of those buttons that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about.
You check the Kavanah, you can't just read through those.
Yes and no. This is something that Rabbi Rosenfeld emphasized in Shiurim coming from the Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal writes that what about the simple Jew who doesn't know all of this? The answer is the simple Jew who doesn't know all of this by following the Siddur, by reading the Akedah, and at least trying to have basic Kavanah of Pirush HaMilos, all of this happens by itself. Just like the guy that pushes the button to shoot the missile doesn't necessarily know every single intricacy about how the missile was designed and this, that, but one thing he knows, when this combination is punched in, bam, that thing takes off. And so here also, if a person follows the prescription that's described here, it will accomplish. Naturally, to the extent that a person knows this, it makes his tefillah even more effective, if a person can have this in mind. But if not, the fact that we believe it, the fact that we say Hareini Mekasher before we start davening, and I'm saying that my tefillah shachris should be Al Das Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal, they knew exactly how my tefillah shachris hits those buttons.
It's a daily thing. Each day, we have to...
Exactly. We learned about it before. Chadoshim Labekorim Rabo Munasecha. We learned that every night, there's a nefilah soemuna. Every night, the Shekhinah takes a dive, goes down into the klipos. And every morning, there's this procedure again of bringing it up, 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 all of those steps.
Does this necessarily have to be in order what happens to the shacharis? Suppose a person comes in late, just in time to catch the Shemoneh Esrei, for example.
Can't. There's a certain minimum in halacha which you must say for. You must say Baruch Shamar first, you must say Ashrei, must say from Yishtabach till Shemoneh Esrei. Because again, if not, trying to open a safe with your Shemoneh Esrei and you didn't push the buttons.
So you have to have at least these three minimum.
Exactly. No magic here. No, I'm saying Rav Nosson Zal put it to us like he was explaining it to little kids, showing how Rabbeinu Zal gave a list of 8 steps, and Rav Nosson Zal went over the 8 steps 2 or 3 times, showing how it's accomplished in our Maisim of the morning, the Seder HaBoker, and how it's accomplished in the Tefillah HaBoker. How is it conceivable to say that you can have 500 people or 1,000 people daven for something and it won't be as effective as a tzaddik davening for something? You know, the Gemara says, "Mishesh lechoyle b'toch beisoy, yelechetzel chochom v'yivakishol avrachmim." Why doesn't it say that he should get a minion together or get 100 people together? You're going to tell me that 100 people isn't more effective than a tzaddik? The answer is, until I learned all of this, maybe I would have thought, yeah, I can't imagine how. Once I learned this, I can't imagine how. Because people think, again, people take Yiddishkeit too simple. True, any time a Jew opens his mouth to speak to Hashem, it's a nachas to Hashem. It's a big tikkun, etc., etc. But on the other hand, there's formulas, and there's seder, and to the extent that a person understands the Seder on Yom Kippur, there's a whole Masechta Yuma, 80-something pages, describing what the Kohen Gadol had to do. He turned right here and left over there and up there and changed his clothes 5 different times. Hey man, I thought Hashem was into natural stuff, natural food and everything. I thought Hashem wasn't into this gourmet, all of this fancy stuff. How come Hashem would prepare a religion? You got to be a scientist to be a Kohen Gadol, to know, turn here and take the blood, and the blood can't stay still from it, mix. Why? The answer is, there's a reason for every one of those steps. Every one of those steps is a tikkun, without which, lahavdol, just like Begashmias, the guy who makes the missiles, or the guy who makes, you see the plane go up in the air and you say, wow, that looks pretty, you know, and it works. The guy who designed the plane, he looks at that plane and he sees a whole different thing. He knows the hydraulic system, and you know, it's a different picture. Lahavdil, that's the Likutei Halachos, gives you like the inside view. It strips off the outside, gives you the inside view of the engine and everything. And to the extent that a person knows this and follows the Seder that Rabbeinu Zal described, if a person could be zeichet to learn this, understand this, and follow this, even in their own hespoedus. I'm sure there are ways of doing this. There are ways of pushing these buttons, you know, in your own avoida, whereby his tefillah has a completely, completely different status than that of 500 other Jews put together.